97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Beer 30 is brought to you by the 45th Annual Sonoma County Harvest Fair, showcasing our county's grand harvest, which continues to result in world-class wines, award-winning beer, and a plethora of culinary wealth. Over 100 Sonoma County wineries participating, over 300 wines, and of course, beer. Visit harvestfair.org for tickets and details. All right, we've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in studio. You can check out their podcast on all the podcasting locations. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Never gets old.
Today, we have a beer from
Fall River Brewing Company out of Redding, California.
Got it.
This is their Blood Knot Hazy IPA.
Blood Orange Hazy India Pale Ale. And the name already, Jean-Claude Van Damme stars in Blood Knot. Cracks me up. Yeah. So they say on the can, it says, Blood Knot is in a unique and perfect infusion of fresh blood orange juice in a hazy style IPA. This beer is bursting with crisp juiciness, but not too much fruitness, making it an ideal beer to wet your whistle while wetting a line, tie one on in the great outdoors. It does smell quite tropical as we do look at it, but it looks like, you know, some... We've seen a pendulum swing back to some of these not looking quite so milky. This one's pretty thick.
Yeah.
We're sort of, this is, I don't want to say an older style. That's probably not fair, but this, we haven't seen a beer come through that's this thick looking in a while.
Yeah, that's right. More than hazy.
The unfiltered IPAs were a big thing, and then it became unfiltered with the addition of like the milkshake style.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was a very short-lived summer. Right, it's one of those things like, ah, that's great. Everyone kind of moved on. It's just they're heavy and they're muddled and there's not a lot of clean flavors. Easy to drink, but not necessarily what the IPA drinker is looking for. So it was a fun experiment, but let's get back to reality. Filtration of beer is important for a lot of reasons, and part of that is the clarity of the beer. Hazy is one thing. Completely cloudy and muddy is something completely else, and that's what this is.
Yeah, you can't see through it at all.
And it's also got a dingy, it looks dingy. And to me, like right now, we go through our ATMF, you know, you eat with your eyes and with your nose before your food even touches your palate. And I'm already kind of turned off by the color of the beer. It's already displeasing. And the aroma is that it just, you know, it's a standard thick hazy. There's nothing really special standing out. But let's give it a taste and see what we find.
But I mean, you say that and I totally agree with you. But that doesn't mean it's unpleasing or displeasing. It smells, you know, tropical and there's some sweetness to it. And I don't find it to be unpleasant, right? But you're right. It's that... stylistically, it's rather unremarkable in terms of the nose. But
let's put it this way. If I was looking at this across the bar and seeing what someone's drinking, it looks like used dishwater.
It smells better than it looks.
For sure.
People say that about me all the time. So the taste on this thing, the notes, citrus notes are there. The tropical notes are there. The mouthfeel is there. I mean, this is a, unfortunately, it's a standard milkshake hazy IPA.
It's grapefruit. I taste grapefruit.
I also taste grapefruit.
Yeah. Grapefruit bitterness.
Grapefruit bitterness, but not blood orange at all.
Well, and I think that that's because they may have used like whole blood oranges or if they were using just blood orange peel.
Yeah.
Maybe. They may have cut off too much of the pith. But like I said, it does nothing really to stand out to me. Yeah. I tend to agree with you. I'm not completely put out by it, but it does nothing for me from like a. I'm not reaching for another one of these.
How's no.
Oh,
well,
man.
All right. Sorry, Fall River. You fell short again.
Fall River Blood Knots IPA. Does it even say hazy on it?
It does.
It does.
Okay. Blood Orange India Pale Ale.
Yeah, the description says the old hazy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can relive this magic if you like. 977theriver.com. We're not going to. And check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer. Listen, download, like, follow, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Until next week. Thanks, guys.